This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cotrubi, continuing to look at the state budget delivered early this week by Treasurer Matt Keane. Did the Hunter Valley get ripped off? Well, let's find out a federal perspective. The newly elected federal member for Hunter, Dan Rapacoli. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. So you've had a chance to have a look over, you know, what we're getting or what we're not getting. What do you think?
Yeah, I've had a bit of a look, and honestly, we're not getting much once again. The Hunter's being left behind again by the state government, and has been for the last 10 years, or 12 years, to be honest. So we're sending $4 billion down to Sydney in mining royalties, and what are we getting back from that? Not much.
Should we be getting some more targeted programs, given what's happening in the region?
We certainly should be getting some more targeted programs. Like this state government have been promising for years now that there's going to be a Muswellbrook or Singleton bypass, and they've got some money in there for that. But whether it actually happens, who knows? I won't be holding my breath about it, that's for sure.
And have you managed to get to the bottom of whether that funding's there from the federal government yet?
So it is in the budget there from the federal government. So we will be having a look at that. We'll be having a meeting shortly with Dave Lazell, as well as the both Singleton and Muswellbrook Council. We'll be having a meeting next week about that to just find out where we're up to with this, as well as the state planning people as well. We'll be chatting with those guys to see exactly where we're up to so that we can have an understanding of whether this actually might get done.
Does that mean you're going to send a Christmas card to old Barnaby?
No, not yet, because we're still waiting on the state to really make this happen. So let's just hear what they have to say first, and then we'll go from there, because we've been promised this for the last 10 years and nothing's happened. So as I said earlier, I'm not holding my breath.
Now, I suppose to be fair to the state government, it was only announced last week, the closure of the mine by BHP, Mount Arthur. So would you expect that there would be some conversations about helping out the community post that announcement, given that, you know, as you said, $4 billion in mining royalties are ending up in the state government's bank account?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a conversation that must be had either way, no matter what. So, and if this isn't at the top of their agenda, I don't know what else should be for our region, because this definitely affects lives, it affects families, and affects the community.
So will you actually be, I suppose, meeting with anyone from the state government above the Dave Lazell level to push that message through?
At some stage, I definitely will be into the future, but I'll be talking with Dave first, as it's his patch, so we need to go through him first, and then we'll proceed further once we've discussed with Dave.
So we had Dave on the program yesterday, and he was quite excited about the budget. In fact, I think he was calling it transformational when you talk about the health funding and also, for instance, the new level of education for our young kids before they hit kindergarten.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, that's good that he thinks that, and that's a nice comment from him. But we obviously have different comments, and yeah, I think they could be putting a lot more money into a lot of other places around here in the Hunter.
Now, obviously, you are new to being a politician. So what's your view on how, so far, what the state government has offered is various amounts of $1 million about rejuvenation of the Hunter Valley and et cetera, et cetera? There's 180-odd million across the state, that is, to, I suppose, encourage mining of other precious metals that aren't, you know, coal, which is, you know, what is been the talking point in recent years. Is this all just a package of nice PR, or do you have any confidence that the money will actually turn into something?
Look, hopefully that money does turn into something there, but as I said earlier, we just have to wait and see. Because quite often they put what they want in their budgets and then they don't actually do them. And that, we've seen that here in the Hunter in the past. So, as I said earlier, I wouldn't hold my breath on a lot of the things they're promising.
Now, I heard a rumour you have to head back to Canberra next week.
Yeah, heading back to Canberra next week for poly school, actually. So all of the brand new MPs will be there. So that will be an interesting time.
Now, just following up on our recent conversation, are you going to pack anything like to keep you warm this time?
I had warm clothes last time, but the cold took my breath away a little bit. But I'm definitely going to be a lot more prepared this time.
Maybe you could take a balaclava or something, because that covers the head. Although it'd need to be a big one to cover that beard of yours.
It certainly would need to be a big one. I've got a head for radio, so that would be better for everyone, I'm sure.
Hey, well, you know why I'm working in radio, don't you?
That's exactly right.
I took my mother's advice. And I said, I said, you realise who gave birth to me, didn't you? And she said, I blame your father. So, you know, that was always the case anyway. Dad always got the blame. Dan, thanks very much for joining us this morning to share your views on the state budget. I can't say I expected anything different, but it's good to get your views. And good luck in school next week. Make sure you sharpen your pencil ready to go.
I certainly will. Hopefully I graduate to my pen licence. Thank you.
That's Dan Repicoli there. Or as some call him, such as our Mayor, Steve Reynolds, Dan Repicoli, the member for Hunter, on Hunter Valley today on 981 2NM.